With KAZU News, I'm Krista Almanzon. The San Lorenzo River is running low from a dry year, so the city of Santa Cruz is tapping into its backup water supply. This while water restrictions are being enforced. KAZU's Erica Mahoney reports.
Maggie Haddon spends most mornings driving around Santa Cruz. She's looking for people who are breaking Santa Cruz's summer water rules. She's the city's water conservation assistant. She usually heads out in the morning. That's when sprinkler systems are on and the most common violation happens, excessive watering.
If a sprinkler head is broken, spraying on the sidewalk, if it's spraying too long and there's water running down the street, that's what's not allowed.
Another rule is no watering the yard between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. If Haddon catches someone breaking the rules,
they get a warning letter first, and then if they don't fix whatever we ask them to fix, then they can get a penalty.
The penalty is a $100 fine added to the water bill. So far, she's only handed out warnings this summer, and on this day, she doesn't spot any violations. Back at the water department, water conservation manager Toby Goddard isn't surprised. Santa Cruz has implemented restrictions 6 times in the past 10 years.
There's a continuing awareness that lingers over from a few years ago when the state was in drought. And I think there's an underlying conservation ethic in this community. It was there even beforehand.
This week, the city will begin pulling extra water from the Loch Lomond Reservoir. Water restrictions remain in place through the end of October. In Santa Cruz, Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.